Welcome to everyone joining us here tonight on the Kings County Radio Club's Technical Question and Answer Net. My name is Roy. My call sign is AC2GS, and I will be your net control operator for this informal net. I will be your host, and Bob, KD2NVB, will be my co-host on this exploration into amateur radio technology. The purpose of this net is to provide a platform for discussion and to offer our answers as well as promote a conversation among all participants of this net. The club maintains an archive of these technical nets on its web pages, and we also offer original articles and reviews on many of the topics covered during these technical nets. We will be offering a streaming service for those who cannot receive our repeater signal. Just point your browser to stream.kc2rc.com. We also have an Echo Link node available for use. Just point your Echo Link application to the node kc2rc-r. This net is scheduled for the second and fourth Wednesday of each and every month, and all of this information can also be found on our club website, which is www.kc2rc.com. Members as well as non-members are welcome to participate, although we do appreciate it when our fellow hams join our club, and as always, an application is readily available on our club's website. No question is too simple, no question is dumb. All wisdom begins with the asking of questions. If you have a question, it deserves to be answered. Our format tonight will be to ask for participants to check in only if they have any questions or comments for this net. Please give us your first name, your call sign, whether you have a question or comment. The net will then address each question in order. I will try to provide a cogent answer, and Bob, KD2NVB, will join in as well. If any other listener has any further facts or opinions, they will be free to break in with the word comment, and when recognized, offer their knowledge or experiences to us all. If anyone has any suggestions for future topics of interest, please let us know either here on the technical net or use our email address, which is tech@kc2rc.com. And now I would like to introduce my co-host for this net, Bob, KD2NVB. Good evening, Bob.
Roy, good evening, everybody out there. Hope some of you are out there looking forward to a good net tonight. Back to you, Roy.
Okay, very good, Bob. I hope there are people out there, and I hope they have some questions or at least some topics to kind of roll around and discuss. Once again, I am AC2GS. My name is Roy. This is the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net, and we're open for business. If anyone has any questions or topics that they'd like to discuss, please hit that push to talk and give me your call sign, and we will start this process. Well, it looks like it's going to be one of those technical nets. On the side of my computer, I have audio feed from Limark that has a computer net that starts 8:30, and you know their repeater is dead right now, so must not have been that much of a computer net tonight. So let's see if we can beat them. If there's anyone out there with any questions or topics for discussion, please hit that push to talk and identify yourselves. Well, once again, this is looking like it's going to be a rather short net tonight. You know, we pride ourselves in not really having a closing hour. If people are still talking and asking and answering questions at 11 o'clock, we go on until about 11:30 when the Echo Link switches off. But tonight's not going to be anything like that. So we'll give everyone an opportunity to be a little late, but not excessively late. A month or two ago, when I was just talking by myself, I think I just ran it out to 9:20, and I don't know, William mentioned that later he kind of remembered he was supposed to be co-hosting and came on and I was gone. So, you know, I don't like to just kind of say, oh, well, I have the night off. But when we get to the magic moments, and no one has anything to say, I'll just kind of wish the phantoms and the ghosts well and switch off and find something better to spend my time with. Anyway, once again, I continue to be AC2GS. My name is Roy, net control operator for this, the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. So if there's anyone out there with any technical questions or subject matter that they'd like to roll around, please hit that push to talk and ID yourselves. Okay, guys, we're going to set the bar at 9:10. No one says anything before, you know, by 9:10, and we're going to wish the phantoms well and call it a night. So with that in mind, if anyone out there would like to ask a question, make a comment, participate in the Kings County Radio Club Technical technical net. I'm giving you one more minute to do so.
This is the KC2RC repeater. Please use PL88.5.
K2NVP, it's 9:10. Do you want to give until 9:15?
I think the results would be the same, but if you want, I'll give them until 9:15. It doesn't require that much effort to just keep the carrier quiet.
Do that.
Net control. Control.
Yes, William. What can I do you for? William, I assume that's you?
Yeah, AC2ZB, William here, downtown Brooklyn, checking in. How you doing, Roy?
I'm doing fine. Things are incredibly quiet on the net.
Just down at my place in Virginia, and it wasn't quiet at all. We say it's crickets when nobody's out there, but there was real crickets. It was pretty noisy.
Well, thankfully, we really don't have any crickets on the repeater, but sometimes I wish for some, and more than a few times I have considered getting a sound button that does crickets. So, any questions or topics for tonight, William?
I have a few things on my mind, but I was wondering, what's going on with the club meetings and stuff like that? It sounds like we're really picking up. I saw a note from you today that there was going to be some new activity going on with VE exams. That's great.
I don't think that was me. Maybe you got something that included my name, but probably came from Berlot. We had a volunteer exam session this past Sunday, and it seemed to be a success. And so I think Berlot is going to reinstate our previous practice of doing a VE exam every other month. We did that for years until COVID kind of blasted the hell out of everything. We have people showing up for the in-person. We have people showing up for the virtual. It wouldn't be enough to make a quorum. I think we had something like 7 or 8 people show up in person, and we had 4 or 5 show up via Zoom. We're getting quorums, which is a good thing.
But I'm sorry I missed the last meeting or so, but I don't have really very many ham radio questions. I have other kinds of questions. I do have one ham radio question I'd like to ask you about.
Okay. William, what's your question?
Okay, this is thing we're talking about with logging software and what should be done and whether or not, how we should be logging people that come on the air. And like when I do like the 2-meter net or something like that, should I be actually entering stuff into some log someplace, or is it important that the club has a record? I mean, I think you record it, but I'm not sure what's the right thing to be doing as a net control operator. So I was just wondering if I missed the guidelines or something like that that are already sitting on the web, or what's going on.
No, there's no guidelines. It's basically your option of how you want to deal with it. I write down on my iPad what goes on in these meetings and who contacts us. And for these particular technical nets, I record them and upload them to our website. But I don't do that for the 10-meter net, and no one's pretty much ever done it for the 2-meter info net on Tuesday nights. Blair was interested in doing logging, so he found a free log site, and he said he was going to enter the call signs of people who came on to his info net. But again, I think as far as I'm aware, it's all voluntary. If you want to, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Do you know what this info net thing is and how it works?
No, the Infinet is not the logging program. The Infinet is what we tend to usually call the Tuesday night nets, so that there's a way of describing them different from the 10-meter net and the technical net. I'm not really aware of the logging site that Blair came up with, so I really can't say one way or the other. There's a lot of logging software out there, and like I said, I just kind of scribble your name when you come onto my net, and it serves a purpose for me recording things, but I don't see any place where, you know, people would like to go back and see who checked into the Club Infonet or the Technical Net, you know, 7 years ago on this day. You know, so again, although logging used to be a requirement of amateur radio operators, they pretty much dropped that. No one's going to give you a ticket if you can't give them a logbook of your transmissions and communications. So a lot of new people don't even have a logbook anymore. But a lot of people will use QRZs. QRZ has a kind of logbook hidden off on its pages. So again, I can't really tell you any specifics of this one that Blair found. You could, you know, go to the site. I don't even know though what the name of it is. If you have access to the club's Discord server, Blair's on it, and he's mentioned it a few times. So you can go there and find the address and look it up and see if it interests you.
Well, I just have to remember Blair's name in the Discord. Now, I logged into the Discord. It seemed to work for me, but then there wasn't much I was communicating about, so, you know, I just had a login. But I'll check that out. Thanks a lot for the tip.
Yeah, well, it's a relatively new Discord server, and most of the people who kind of use it with any regularity are members that are under the age of probably about 35. So, you know, older guys don't quite know what to make of it, I guess. But, you know, I drop in every so often, take a look around.
A website where that stuff gets exchanged back and forth?
No, I'm just talking about the Discord server.
That's pretty much within the club, though, isn't it? Are there other things outside? Like, let's say if I had one of those cards that you send out to your contact, are you able to look up somebody and then be able to know his address so you can send him one of those cards in the mail?
No, that isn't what Discord is for. Discord is communicating, and recently, I believe, Maxim put a link to the internet audio feed of the repeater so that there's a voice selection. So you click on the audio feed, and you get the repeater. What you're talking about is more like QRZ. You go to QRZ, and a lot of people have put entries with pictures of their shack, or at the very least, a lot of people have put their email addresses up. There are some guys who are a little on the paranoid side. They don't list anything. It's a blank page, and even the address is a P.O. box number. So there's all, you know, it depends on the individual. But Discord isn't really serve that purpose. It's a means of communication. You have live chats. You have forum-like exchanges that go back through time and such, but it really doesn't do what QRZ is meant to do.
KC2RC.
Thanks a lot for that explanation.
You're welcome, William.
Place that already registered me, and I should find out what they know about me.
Who registered you?
Sure. Once you get a ham radio license, don't you just get automatically stuck into some website?
Well, in a way, yes, you get stuck into the FCC ULS website. But what also happens is they regularly publish and update a database, and they give it away to a lot of different places, one of them being QRZ. So if you were to pass your license after a certain amount of time, you would have a page on QRZ. It would be a blank page. It would have your name, your address that you listed on your FCC application, and when you got your license and what your license was and when it's going to expire, but it wouldn't have any particular personal material unless you decided to activate the page and customize it with information about yourself.
That's what I was trying to figure out. So maybe I do have a page. I'll have to check that out. Thanks a lot. I was wondering about that.
You're welcome, William. Yeah, I would bet definitely that you have a page, but it's most likely a blank one. You know, like I said, it just has a little bit of the information that you put on your FCC application and nothing more. You know, people post pictures of their shack, the inside, the outside, the local area. You know, it depends on how creative they want to get.
There's also grid squares, and aren't you just associated with a grid square at some point in time? as well as because you have an address, and that address is put at a grid square, and that shows up in the database, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's all the same thing. If you're gonna, if it lists your address correctly, then you can look up any guy's grid square based on their address. So it's just the same information in a slightly different format.
Because I've looked up, I'm on a grid square. I know that grid squares know where I am. So, anyway, that's interesting.
Yeah, as long as you have a location, you have a grid square.
I think it's interesting because it's such a different system than the latitude and longitude, but it's also very similar at the same time, right?
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally it is. It's just a different way of using Cartesian coordinates.
When we're doing surveying, we always have to have the monuments, the starting point, you know, which is a known location, then we work out from there. But grid squares are kind of assigned arbitrarily across, I'm not sure in what way. Do you know?
I don't know any the specifics of how they're used, but I assume it's just a matter of translating latitude and longitude to alphabets, you know, and incrementing them the way the alphabet is for latitude, and longitude is probably for the digits. Because I think I'm FN30, which is, you know, the FN is probably latitude, and the 30 is longitude probably, and then there's a subdivision further. You know, there's another extra bunch of digits. So never really looked it up that much because, you know, I made the assumption it's a relatively simple way of dealing with latitude and longitudes without using numbers or without using them as values in degrees of numbers.
Yeah, that's like a totally different approach. Yeah. And anyway, I learned them as like the coordinates, and I had to learn to do math and subtract and add the coordinates for, you know, distance calculations and things like that. And I don't know if the grid squares would work like that, but anyway, interesting. I'll have to learn more about that.
Yeah, I doubt that there's much math involved. There's probably just some conversion tables.
Conversion tables, but it probably is, even is in nautical miles and stuff like that, so it conforms better. Anyway, I'll have to look it up and find out. Well, that's all the ham radio questions I can come up with for tonight. Maybe you can find somebody else out there.
Okay, I'll give it a try. This is AC2GS. My name is Roy. I'm net control operator for this, the Kings County Radio Club's technical net. We've been open to business for about 28 minutes now. We'll see how long we can go. If anyone has any questions or topics for discussion, hit that push to talk and ID yourselves. Well, it seems that we're back in cricket land, so once again, don't know what to tell anyone, assuming there's anyone else out there listening. We'll give this thing until 9:30, and if we can't find someone else for the other end of the radio, we'll kind of call it a night. So with that in mind, you got yourself about a little less than 2 minutes to come up with a question or a topic or some kind of discussion. Going.
Welcome to the KC2RC repeater system.
Gone. This net has been brought to you by the Kings County Radio Club. Our club is an ARRL affiliated club based in Brooklyn, New York, and we meet on the first Wednesday of each and every month. Our next meeting will be September 3rd, which will be a hybrid meeting and a virtual meeting using Zoom software. Club members will be emailed with the details of the meeting. The physical location of the in-person meeting is the Knights of Columbus at 1511 10th Avenue. Non-members wishing to join a general club meeting can email me, AC2GS, with some form of identification for the required link. Although our meetings informally begin after 7 p.m., our formal regular general meeting starts at 8 p.m. and continues until anywhere from 9 to 9:30, depending upon the number of points that are covered. We have a weekly 2-meter club net on every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on this repeater. This technical net meets on the second and fourth Wednesdays of each and every month at 9 p.m. We also sponsor a 10-meter net every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. on 28.380 or 28.381, depending upon situations. Upper sideband, we also offer an audio stream of our KC2RC repeater Repeater on the internet, as well as our 10-meter net. You just go to your browser and type in stream.kc2rc.com. Members as well as non-members are welcome to participate, although we do appreciate it when our fellow hams join our club. And as always, an application is readily available on our club's website. If you would like to contact the host of this technical net, simply address your email to tech@kc2rc.com. We maintain an active website at www.kingscountyradioclub.com or www.kc2rc, which offers archives of this technical net, amateur radio news, original articles, and technical forums. Please visit our website and participate. Our website hosting services were generously donated by the local Brooklyn-based web hosting company, Three Aliens Web Hosting, who we would like to thank. As the great philosopher Jimi Hendrix once said, knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. So try to listen more and talk less. Thanks to all the people that participated tonight. This is Roy AC2GS going clear and getting the heck out of here. Until next time, people.
Hey, Roy. See you, at the meeting in a couple weeks. Yeah. Nice net. It was nice for a little while.